copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
I chose this painting. I think you recognize what it is. For starting this talk about the topic, can artists market their art without losing their souls? And I think you know what it is. It's a tree of life. It's an artwork. And usually we don't go into the artworks. But if we try and if we see, then it's very interesting actually. Then, yeah, there is one tree. But at the same time, it's like a path. And we can go to all these branches. We can get lost, far from other people. But at the same time, we are still connected. Or maybe we think about this yesterday's speech and these different identities and that we have. We're standing in this dual world, sometimes alone, sometimes with somebody else, and looking for our identity. There are so many meanings what we can read out from the paintings. And usually we don't think about it. We just get this feeling and we decide if we like it or not. But I think that paintings also need explanations. Because when we put them into the words, then we get the meaning also for our left side of brain. And that is also what wants food, wants explanations, and we get more from the art. Okay, next slide. And I would like to start my story about this mark. It was a present to me this September when I had birthday. And it somehow changed a bit my world. But I will tell you later about it. So can you put the next slide? And this is the painting. It's the painting which is made by an Estonian artist, Ain Vares. He has an online shop with his artworks, very interesting artworks. But it's the same painting that was on the cup. And for me, it's important. He presented it to me and said that it's time for Christian daughters to step ahead. And I feel it touches me, really. And again, it's like a why question. And maybe I cannot explain, I don't have the words, what is the answer in words. But I have the answer in my heart, and I have the answer in my emotions, and maybe it takes time before I have the answer in words. No. Yeah, let it be. Okay. And to speak about connections between arts and business, I tell you my story, because it's so much connected. So I was graduated as an artist, and my first job was also being graphic designer and artist for Soviet Youth House, and did everything, starting really from graphic design, ending with stage design, and then Estonia became independent. And it was a very poor time, actually, really. But my father was working in Finland, and he said that, why couldn't you start an art gallery? And when we were talking about mentors, then he was one of my mentors for sure. And I didn't know anything about business, but it was the time nobody knew, actually. So we started an art gallery. and we tried to sell, and it was like playing a business. So I started to act before I even know what I do, and it has been the pattern since. And I did it for 10 years, and I received many experiences of how artists think, how it is to sell art, and why it is so difficult. But after 10 years, I felt that I need to change, and I wanted to do something bigger and international. So I went to work in the city government, where I was working with all our different kind of creative people, not only artists, but also musicians and writers and circus artists, even like everybody who were in the city of Tartu. And after that, I spent some years in Tartu Music School working with musicians. And after that, I went to Tartu Center for Creative Industry, which was an incubator. Incubator for those artistic people who wanted to start their business. And I was like a business consultant and development manager. And what I found out from all these different positions, that there are really big difference, for example, between musicians and between artists. Because musicians are trained to work together. Yeah, they are playing together, they are communicating all the time. And communication for them, it's not very difficult. And many musicians actually later become to be very good business leaders and also leaders, because they are trained. They communicate. When they play music, they need to listen what kind of music and other musicians do. And it's also a type of communication. And for them, it's maybe easier to also to sell their art. And it's a kind of communication. But for artists, for painters, also for writers who work alone in the studio, it's really, really difficult to come out and speak about their art. And I see that when we speak about hemispheres, then artists and the writers, they mostly, and poets also, they mostly are hidden in this right hemisphere, in their emotions. They don't need to go to the left hemisphere to put it into words. And that's why it's really, really difficult for them to start to speak about what they have done. It's a wrong word. They don't spend their everyday life in this word. That's it. And so my mission has been giving life to other people's dreams. Somehow I feel that I need to do it. So if I see an artist and he says something, I try to find solutions how to put these dreams into life. And I've done it in different ways, and helping artists to sell their artworks. But also I have written some European projects to find extra finances for building houses. So in Tartu there are 5 cultural houses which are built with the help of me, because I managed to write applications so that they got finances. And they are all cultural houses, like puppet theater, and one museum, and 3 houses in the center of creative industries. So it has been really fine and interesting. And next one. And what is to sell art? It's actually an author painting of an Estonian artist who is very, very well known. And he was one of these artists of whose exhibition I made in my art gallery. And it's not easy. It's not easy to sell art, really. But I think the solution here is, yeah, maybe you can change. Do you recognize this? Have you heard what artists say? My art speaks for itself. I think it's the thing that I have heard most from painters. And if I ask them to come and say some words on the exhibition opening, they are very humble, they don't want. But if we manage to speak about art, then I see that so many things change, that people are really ready to open to this world, and they are ready to buy this art. And I've tried to encourage artists to speak about why they do these artworks, how they do these artworks. And when they start to speak, then it's like a door that opens to a new world. It's their world, and it's very much different from those worlds where business people live or other people live. And they are so interesting, actually. They're so interested. They want to know. They want to live in this world. And they want to be part of this artist's understanding of world. And that's why they invest. That's why they buy art, actually. Not yes, the first thing can be a picture. I like this picture. But actual reason is I want to know who is the artist and how his effect can affect me. And the next photo is, you are maybe understand that it's a sensibility. It's in a city space in Tartu. Tartu has so many of this kind of artworks. And it is made by Edward von Lungus. It's like a nickname. And it's important for Estonians because here you see some heroes. And there was a film on it, and a historical film about children at school and old times. And he took these two guys, the heroes of the film, and brought them to contemporary world, like Mel Gibson. And so it has a meaningful work. But, you know, sensibility is in the city room. You don't sell it. Yeah. But when I started to work in the Center of Creative Industries, we also started to organize young art auctions. Those were the auctions where we sold artists who were students or who were very young graduates. And first I thought that we will never sell anything because nobody knew the works and they were so too contemporary. But people started to come and buy. And I think that during the 5 or 6 years, we had our own buyers, like our own investors, who exactly wanted to buy this type of art. And then this artist, who nobody knows what is his name actually, he only has his nickname. There have been done a documentary about him and about his works, because each work is an artistic event. When there is something in the city space, then everybody is speaking about it, but still we don't know who he is. Yes. And he made the next work, the same thing on a canvas, and brought it to our auction. And we managed to sell it, I think, for €1,000. And then next year, the price was even higher. But they always start from like 200. But there were so many investors who raised the price. And then last time he brought a painting which was packed and nobody knew what is inside. And it was sold with 1,500 euros, so unseen. And then one artist came and said, who is a bit well known in Estonia, said that I have also one artwork and I want to sell it, but I will not bring it. So there was an auction, and it said that it's an artwork by this artist, who invisible. Nobody knows what it is. And the people started to make their offers, and it was again 1,500 for nothing. Yes. And it happens. And I think it's a kind of marketing also. And actually this thing, what we sold in this way, was a sound installation. And that was presented as a gift. It was one company who bought it, and they opened their new house, and it suited them very well. But still, it was bought so that they didn't know what they buy. And that was really interesting. So here we come to problems that all the startup companies and creative companies have. That first, I think that creative people lose all their creativity when they start to market themselves. They are absolutely not creative. They just don't concentrate. It's uncomfortable to speak about marketing. But most of all, we are speaking about prices. Next, and customers and marketing. Those are the three main things which are the biggest problems for startups. And when I was working in the Center of Creative Industries, we had such kind of companies. They were very creative people. They designed different kind of stuff. There were filmmakers. But here you see that she's making bags. And it's really complicated to calculate what can be the price of the bag, because you need to take into account all the details, and then you add your own value. And what is your own value? You can, of course, calculate in calculating money per hour, but still, what is the right price for me per hour? And it's always very difficult for artists. And what I've seen when I work with painters, then they usually say, okay, this canvas was 50 euros, so maybe I can sell it with 150. And then my friend comes and, okay, I do you 100. And they don't calculate paintings and their room and phone calls and everything and their own value. And that's always what happens. Okay. And then coming back to what you showed, now in Estonian Business School, I see that the more I work with business, the more important are these three things. Basic things, actually. Yes, it's the same question, why you do. And every business plan starts with it, that what is your vision? What is your mission? What are your values? And usually we start doing it. I want to pay to make this one picture. And thinking of vision is somehow uncomfortable. But the vision can also be in picture. We don't need to have the words. It can be visualized, like a future, beautiful picture of future. Or maybe it's some kind of role model with whom I want to be. And then I come to exhibitions, what I do in church. And this is one scene what we made in Salem Church, also with one artist. And we bring it out every Christmas time, and children love it very much. So we bring contemporary arts into the church, and these are dolls. They are approximately so high. And this is my church, yeah. And this is the walls where I make exhibitions. And this exhibition was interesting because the church members are not always happy with exhibitions. I have had different kind of experiences, and we were thinking at how to make people to accept that art is in churches, and it's so difficult. And then we decided that we ask all every church members to choose one artwork from their home and bring, and we shall make an exhibition. And it was really interesting because we have one very rich person in the church, and he has gathered Italian art from 15th century, and so he brought this still life from a 15th century Italian master. And then we have these ordinary people who have really simple artworks, and you put them together, and so it's a real challenge how to put them together. But this exhibition was, exhibition was really nice. And if we now start to think about broader meaning of art, then it's interesting to follow what's going on in the world. And when people speak about cultural policies, then what kind of words they use. So I see that artistic interventions, when artists go to businesses, to organizations, and change something, cooperate with other organizations, or art does something for social change, or what is creative communities and shared economy, that we create together and we work together and to share things with each other. And now we come back to my mug and what I got this September. And it was an important day because it was the day when we started or initiated a new network, and it's ArtEst network. And it's a network for creative leaders and creative people in Estonia, and it joins all kind of creative people, and painters and musicians and dancers and theater people. And we have only met once. It was a big conference that took place in February, and here are some photos. And Charles was there also. And we had exhibition, and we had a very interesting conference, and we also had some dancers. So we start to bring dance into the churches, which is real, real big challenge, because I am from Baptist church, and it's really mission impossible. But here we managed to do it just for one day. Yeah. And the last question is always that, does God care if art sells? And if it is important, and do we need money? Does God care? And I think the answer is that yes, He cares. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to earn money and to live in this world also, and to be creative in our marketing. And He says that be like children, yeah. And children don't fear anything. And they try everything, but somehow artists start to fear. And in selling, they don't act for their love, but they act from the fear. And that's their challenge, how to overcome this fear. And I have a good example of one very good artist who does wonderful marketing. Next slide. Here. Because I really like all these things. Because most artists who have this professional background, they say that I never put my art on the pillow. But why not? Why not? Why not come out of these barriers and do something which is different? And it's also the way how you can address more people. Mm-hmm. And I especially like this picture. It's from our Imagination Festival. And it's important to feel that we are children, and we can feel it better when we are together with children. And then my last photo is again about an artist. I don't know, have any one of you heard about it? Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yeah. because I was Googling and I found him, and it's a really wonderful person, and I also give you this link. He was painting this artwork, and he was asked constantly, and can you explain what your work means? And the way he explains this artwork is really so wonderful, so deep, so it touches. And I think that it's this way how we can sell. And then it's not selling art, then it's just explaining who you are, what you are doing, how it's connected with the God, and then this just works for itself. It's just opening the gate to the world of God through your artworks, and through your explanations, and through your heart, through the emotions. So, I have one more slide, and it's, I invite you all to Estonia in July 2017, when we shall have next Imaginations Festival. So we shall do it that one weekend in Latvia and the second weekend in Estonia. So you are very welcome. Yeah. Thank you.